Hi again, everybody. Matt Lodi with NEO Sports Insiders, and welcome to another edition of Monsters Insiders right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com. And we're joined, of course, by our good friend and world traveler, Tony Brown, who is back from the middle of the country once again. And Tony, welcome, and a good day to you, my friend, and getting ready for this long homestand, which is kind of the first of the year, I guess.
For sure, yeah. Thanks so much for having me, Matt. It's good to be with you a little bit earlier in the day.
You know, talk a little bit. Let's start with the last weekend. Another good weekend for the Monsters. They go 2-1. You get the two wins over Iowa at Wells Fargo Arena on Friday night, 3-2, and oddly enough, on Saturday night, 3-2. And then Sunday, you turn around, you go to the BMO Harris Bank Center, and you lose to Rockford 3-1, but still a competitive game. A late empty netter really iced that game for Rockford. But all in all, 2-1, and Coach Bednar and company has to be happy about another good weekend.
Yeah, I think it was a really good road trip, and the team overcame lots of challenges in terms of logistics and the schedule. If you start off with the Iowa games, it was kind of a fun scene on Friday night in Des Moines. Blizzard-like conditions, getting ready for that one. So about 6 to 8 inches of snow were falling during the day, kind of getting everyone into a hockey frame of mind. And then, yeah, that Iowa Wild team is just really kind of had a hard time to start the year. So the Monsters knew coming in these were games they really needed to and wanted to execute in, and they got some offense from some unexpected places in that one as Justin Falk had a goal, and then Jamie Cyphers, one of the veteran defensemen and assistant captain for the Monsters, actually had two goals in that game, including the game winner. And so, you know, a nice win there sort of parlayed into an odd 12:30 p.m. start on Saturday, so a true matinee game on a Saturday is not something that these players are accustomed to dealing with, but they executed well again and fought back from trailing in that game, ended up with another 3-2 victory. So believe it or not, the season series with Iowa has only two games left in it. Those will come back at the queue in early December, but to take care of business in Iowa against a team that's been struggling, that was an important thing heading into Sunday, which was a difficult game for the Monsters. First look at the Rockford IceHogs this year. That's a veteran group led in net by Michael Layton, one of the most experienced guys in the AHL and a really good player for the IceHogs last year. They also have other longtime NHL guys on their roster, guys like Brian Bickle, who won Stanley Cups with Chicago, Daniel Paille, who spent a long time in the National Hockey League with both Buffalo and Boston. So they have a lot of experience. They were playing in front of a sold-out crowd. They actually had the Stanley Cup in the building.
Wow.
As a cool promotion for the fans that day. And, you know, it was just it was a tough task for the Monsters, really, when you consider it being their third game in 3 days, Rockford having all that support in that building, and then also not having played on Saturday. The IceHogs were rested coming into a 5 o'clock start on Sunday. But really, it was one of the most, for my money, one of the most exciting and really fun to watch hockey games of the season for the Monsters. Really tight game down the stretch. 2-0 lead for Rockford in the third. Monsters get within one. It was a really tremendous fight at the end of the game between PC Labrie, the big heavyweight for Rockford, and Oleg Yovenko, big 6'7" defenseman for Lake Erie. So it was an exciting game, and it really started off that division rivalry well, but unfortunately it did spell an end to the four-game winning streak for the Monsters. But still, you take 2 out of 3 on the road in a tough, compact stretch of 3-3, and you've won 6 of your past 8 games. I think Coach Bednar and all the Monsters fans should be really happy with that result.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen it, the Monsters currently, after 16 games played, are 10-4-0-2. That's good for 22 points so far in the Central Division, trailing Milwaukee and Chicago as far as that goes. Tonight, the Monsters are back at home. As I kind of mentioned in the open with Tony, it's the first of what's going to end up being a pretty good homestand. They've got a total of, 7 out of their next 9 at home starting tonight. The Manitoba Moose at 7 o'clock, and then Thanksgiving Day, the Monsters are off, and then they're back at it on Black Friday night again against Manitoba. And by the way, tonight, of course, is the $6 discount college ID night. Just show your college ID presented by WMMS and you get a $6 ticket. Also tonight, the toy drive presented by Step 2. Fans can join the Cavaliers, Monsters, and the Q employees in donating new unwrapped toys at the available toy drive bins, which will be located on the main concourse at Quicken Loans Arena. And all toys, of course, distributed to undeserved children in Northeast Ohio. So two games against Manitoba starting tonight. Tony, what do we look for? Manitoba's one of those teams that we've seen already this year. Right now, they are still kind of finding themselves a little bit, but a good matchup. They're at 4-9-1-1. What do we look for the next two nights, or I should say two out of the next three nights?
Yeah, Yeah, the Monsters played well against Manitoba in their one trip up to Winnipeg earlier this year. It was a couple of wins, 3-1 win, a 2-0 shutout win for Jonas Korpisalo. So definitely some confidence in the matchup for the Monsters. Manitoba's a team that's just kind of struggled out of the gate this year, much like Iowa, although they've managed to figure it out a little bit due to their one real true strength, and that is goaltending. They have had the benefit of having Connor Hellebuck, who has been one of the best collegiate goaltenders in the country the past several years. He is actually unavailable this week, which will be a good thing for the Monsters. He's been called up to the Winnipeg Jets. But, you know, when he leaves, you also have a guy in Eric Comrie that's another highly, highly touted prized goaltender prospect in the Winnipeg organization. So he'll be the number one in net. He's right there with Jonas Korpisalo among the league leaders in all of the major goaltending categories. So, you know, Manitoba's a team that doesn't score a lot of goals, but they really don't allow that many goals. And I look for just a grind-it-out affair. And if the Monsters are going to find a way to win, it's probably going to be because their power play gets going again. This is a unit that's been amongst the top, you know, four, five, six power plays in the league this year, both overall and at home. Coming off an 0-for-6 showing against Rockford, you got to believe it'll be a focus for Coach Bednar heading into today's game. And Winnipeg, just a team that struggled on the specialty teams all around this year. So I think it'll be an interesting couple of games for the Monsters, a good opportunity for them to get back in the win column. And also, interesting note for you, the captain of Manitoba is a guy by the name of John Albert. Native Clevelander, played for the Cleveland Barons in the North American League in 2004-2005, and then he's spent 4 years at Ohio State as a Buckeye there from 07 to 2011. So kind of cool to see leadership on an opponent have an opportunity to come back home to Cleveland.
Wow, that definitely is cool. That's a great tidbit to get ready for these couple of games. Tony Brown, once again, from the Lake Erie Monsters, joining us here on Monsters Insiders as we get set for the weekend here at Quicken Loans Arena, two games against the Manitoba Moose. Tony, transaction yesterday, let's hit upon it before we let you go. Josh Anderson reassigned to the Monsters by Columbus. And you mentioned Justin Falk, who had a goal last weekend. He goes to the Blue Jackets for the first time this season. What's that move mean for the team? You add another right winger, you lose a defenseman.
Yeah, it's great to get Josh Anderson back, and he played really well in his call up there. Three games played, he had a couple of assists playing on that fourth line with Kirby Reichel, who is still up in Columbus. So great to have his scoring punch back in the lineup on the right side there for the top line for the Monsters. But yeah, kind of a tough one to lose Justin Falk. Andrew Bodnarchuk, another one of the stalwarts at the back end. In fact, Justin's D partner for most of the year here in Cleveland. He was called up in the midst of that trip to Iowa, so without him and now without Justin, it's a little bit of a depleted defensive core, but it has been so deep in that department for Jared Bednar and the Monsters this year that, you know, they've sort of gotten accustomed to having all these extra bodies. But now it'll be up to guys like Dean Kukin, guys like John Ramage, sort of the depth defenseman on this team, to kind of step up and fill the void here. And as always, call-ups are tremendous for the individuals that go up. And for the rest of the team, it's good, too, because it's opportunities for other guys to contribute, make themselves valuable, and make an impact in the lineup. So, you know, it's certainly going to be lacking a little bit of size and presence on the back end without Justin Falk, an experienced guy, but really happy for him to have the opportunity back up in the NHL.
Yeah, no question about it. We look forward to seeing, again, Josh tonight. And, again, best of luck to Justin down in Columbus. You know, don't ever want to say hope we see him again, but, hey, you never know. I mean, you know, the Monsters certainly have had their, like you mentioned in the open, and it is interesting how, you know, the call-ups, the, you know, when you're dealing with a minor league team as compared to an NHL team, you know, and it's interesting how Coach Bednar and this Monsters team has had to overcome losing a lot of the top guys early on.
Yeah, it's something that every team faces, particularly at this time of the year. And the one thing, it's a total cliche to say, but it's a really long season, and a lot of things happen, and it's very rare that you see a guy go up and stay up for the rest of the year. So, you know, we'll probably see, you know, some of these guys make their way back just the way Josh Anderson has over the course of the next couple of weeks. But you got to understand, Columbus is dealing with injuries the same way any team does, and they have the luxury of having an American Hockey League team full of really good players that they can draw from when they have a need. So a lot of these call-ups are having to do with the fact that Columbus's defensive core is really banged up right now. Cody Golubev has a broken jaw. Petr Tuitin's dealing with a broken nose. And when those, you know, those spots on the depth chart for the Blue Jackets and John Tortorella sort of go dry due to injury, they have to do something about it. And so that's where we here in Cleveland are impacted a little bit. But that's the whole point of the American Hockey League, is to feed to the NHL. So it's just something that Coach Bednar and Monsters fans and the players, too, just have to sort of grow accustomed to and deal with, because at the end of the day, it's just it's a part of the business.
And again, the Monsters tonight get back in action at the Q. It's a 7 o'clock face-off with the Manitoba Moose. Again, don't forget, $6 tickets with a valid college ID presented by WMMS. Also, a toy drive presented by Step 2 as join the Cavaliers, Monsters, and Q employees in donating new unwrapped toys at the available toy bins around the main concourse. Friday night, by the way, get ready. It's 1-2-3 Fridays. Fans can enjoy dollar sodas, $2 hot dogs, and $3 beers. It's a free post-game skate as well by Hudak Dental. And again, we'll also have the toy drive on Friday night. So two great nights of action. You also get a Blue Jackets night on Friday night. You get to see the guys in those cool Blue Jackets jerseys that are great Christmas gifts as well if you're at the Q. Pick one of those up. I know Tony's already got mine on order with my name and number on the back, so I can't wait. So, hey, Tony.
Yeah, my people will call your people on
there
that
you
one.
Go. You got it, my friend. Hey, have a great holiday, my friend. All the best to you and your family. We will catch up with you again next week, again, as the Monsters. Hey, right back at home starting on Thursday and Friday next week, so that'll be a lot of fun, and we'll talk a little bit about the matchup with the Iowa Wild next weekend.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks thanks very much for having me. As always a blast. Same to you. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you, my friend.